B-Pod Studios.
The Sixers Station.
5 o'clock hour of the Mike Mussinelli Show. It's brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 3 years to pay it off. Interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today. The number, write it down. 1-877-GO-GUIDA. Or just check them out online at goguida.com. All right, so tomorrow, Sixers, Charlotte, no Embiid. Should have enough to beat that team. And then the big Wednesday showdown against the Boston Celtics, where we'll get a better idea of how far advanced this team is. With their starting lineup in, all their new guys, 6-1 so far. Embiid a monster game yesterday. 52 from the freak. That dude, how do you guard him? Who could possibly guard him? There's nobody can guard him. I thought Embiid was doing a good job. I look up, he's got like 30-something at halftime.
Yeah, the only thing you can do is make him shoot three-pointers.
Yeah, but he's so quick. You can't box him like they, like, I don't know why you can't box him. But they do the same thing to Ben. They can't do the same thing to Giannis that they do to Ben for some reason.
Because he will shoot, though.
Yeah.
He will shoot.
He's just, his strides are so amazing. Like, he gets the one stride on you, and he's there already.
Yeah, so anybody who's reasonable that's guarding him has to take two steps for every one of his.
Yeah.
And he's moving fast. He changes the dimensions of the floor. He's just one of those difference-making type guys.
Other than that, there's not that much. Like, that team's not fast.
No.
They're not a fast team. So the Sixers can now fast them.
Yeah, they had a bunch. They were talking about how many fast break points they had, but it was a little bit misleading because they were in a track meet with a team that was beating them at the track meet. So they were saying, oh, they got those fast break points. But it was a little foolish because a lot of them were just kickouts, too. They go down and just kick out and hope that the guy makes a three, but that guy doesn't really have a lot of pedigree. They're 3 points.
Do you think Toronto's harder than Milwaukee to beat?
I do. Because in the half court, they have more challenges than the Bucks. I thought the Sixers were built with this roster to beat the Bucks, and then yesterday was sort of proving it. I hadn't seen it. I think they would beat that team in six, so game six at home, they would close out the Bucks.
If they beat Toronto in the second round,
they must
the Sixers go to the NBA Finals in six.
In six. Yep, that's what I really think. Even if Brogdon's back, I think they're built because Tobias will have a better game sometime.
Well.
That's what I really think.
We have a lot to look forward to coming down the stretch.
But Toronto is seven, and you got to win game seven there.
All right, let's go to Paul in South Jersey. Paul, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Paul.
Mikey Miss, what's up?
What's up, Paul?
Mike, I wanted to talk about Brett Brown, but first, I want to talk to the listeners. Leave Ben alone. You never know what you got until it's gone. And if he leaves, we're going to be sitting here.
Well, nobody wants him gone. Nobody's saying he should be gone.
No.
But Paul, it's fair to criticize that he didn't attack yesterday.
But, Mike, I understand that. Maybe he wanted to get everybody else involved. And then we talk about his free throw percentage. Do we know, Mike, that your boy, LeBron James, shoots 67% in the fourth quarter from the free throw line? Do we know that?
Well, I don't really care. I'm not rooting for LeBron James. He's not part of my. He's not part of my world. So I don't care what he shoots. I care about Ben Simmons.
LeBron's great, and he shoots that percentage. Ben is going to be there.
I don't know if those numbers are accurate, but I'm trusting you. So
now Brett Brown. Uh-huh. I had Brett Brown in my car driving him to the airport. Okay, the last three games. You know, I'm not dropping him off right now. I'm seeing a little bit about Brett Brown there. Making me change my ways. He made me listen to his staff a little bit more. The rotations are better. I'm watching the play calling at the timeouts, the end of the game adjustments. So I'm really getting impressed. I'm getting impressed with Brett Brown a little
good.
Bit.
I'm glad we're not like hanging on him today and letting him loose a little bit.
Now, if you'd have lost yesterday, Brett Brown, he's getting out of terminal A, and I'm pulling right off. I'm saying that right now.
Everybody would have been.
All right, Mike, thanks for taking my call,
man. That's the way it rolls in Philly. Come on, LeBron can't be shooting 60-some percent in the fourth quarter on the free throw line.
It is possible.
His free throw percentage. Free throw, he should. These stats are always weird. The assists this year. Career free throw shooter, 76, 73.6. Yeah, that should be better. Yeah, he might shoot 67.
That's possible.
AJ in Jenkintown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. AJ.
So, you know, LeBron, when he wasn't playing, he was strutting around with some alcohol. So you had a problem with Mike Scott taking a sip of somebody's
I think
alcohol.
It's outrageous that you would take a sip of Jack Daniels during a game. Outrageous. Now, it didn't bother you because what? It was funny to you? Funny, funny how, AJ?
Funny ha-ha.
Yeah, funny ha-ha, because it was all cutesy and it was the social media. He took a sip of alcohol. You know what that does to legs?
He fell into the chick's lap.
Let's just put it in the Gatorade bottle then. Get a little squeeze.
Well, no, because at the end of the day, it was just something that randomly happened.
It shouldn't randomly happen. You're a professional athlete. You shouldn't be taking a sip of Jack Daniels.
I think you need to understand, too, that when a bee jumped over an Oscar winner, nobody was chastising him about it, jumping into the audience and almost taking off Regina with her head.
Did he take a sip of Jack Daniels? What's that have to do with taking a sip of Jack Daniels? AJ, he took a sip of alcohol during the game.
Oh, my God. He probably didn't even sip it that hard. He didn't have time.
He took a sip. When you take a sip of Jack Daniels, how do you feel? Then that go right to the body? Right in the bloodstream?
Mikey, he only plays like 2 minutes. Like, seriously, how is that going to affect the game?
He only played 2 minutes. He plays almost 30 minutes a game.
He threw the ball to TJ, who got the basket in, so the play was completed.
And they took him out of the game because they realized that maybe that alcohol went to his legs.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, AJ. Anyway,
whatever.
I'm serious about my sports here.
Yeah, I see. You need to calm down. You need some Jack yourself. I think you need to drink on air and just see if it really affects your voice.
Well, drinking on the air will make me more entertaining. But I don't have to worry about my cardiovascular. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what worried about you having a heart attack and yelling at the caller.
It is possible. But, you know, listen, don't get me wrong. I like to sip Jack myself, just not during an NBA game.
Well, you know what? I wasn't even worried because I actually didn't even get to see the game because I was in an audition, so I didn't even get to see
the game. How'd you do in the audition?
I made it.
Good for you!
You know, thank you.
Awesome.
So, just side money. So, at this point now, once I get started, I'll probably be too busy to watch anything, but just get highlights. So, thank God for social media, because I wouldn't have even saw that clip if it wasn't on Twitter.
you thought it was so delightful.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. You're ripping me all day.
I've been ripping
you on email. Yeah, come on, Mike. You're taking it too seriously.
Have a sense of humor.
This is my squad. They're trying to win something here, AJ.
They're going dancing, Mike.
They're going dancing. No, come on. You can't have that. Can't do that.
I can't believe that he knew that it was Jack. I don't believe that he knew it was Jack.
I agree.
You're at a bar.
Well, he wasn't at a bar.
I'm not playing basketball.
You grab a cup of something. You bring it to your lip. What's the first thing that hits? Your nose hits. Your nose hits what it is before it gets to lip. Many a slip from cup to lip.
Oh, look, I have my cup of tea right here.
You smell tea?
I do, but right. I'm not doing the quick
now,
sipping.
Now you're tired. Breathe.
Oh, wait, I have to fall back, right?
Yeah, you're doing the mouth breathing because you've been running.
Okay, all right, and then I grab out of the hand.
Yeah.
And
let me ask you something, Tyrone.
Yeah.
Would you trust what somebody else is drinking?
No, I don't.
You just grab it out of their hand and sip it?
No, I wouldn't. That's not how I roll.
But you didn't do that in real life, much less an NBA game?
No.
All right.
That's the part that I have more of a problem with. I honestly don't think he knew it was going to be Jack. What are the odds that this woman sitting there in the second row is drinking Jack straight?
Well, first of all, I know. She's drinking Jack straight.
Whoa, this woman, first of all, I want to hang out with her.
She's a heavy hitter.
That's what I'm saying. I want to hang out with her after the game. What are the odds? She's the only one in that joint drinking liquor straight. So I bet you he thought it was Coca-Cola.
Listen, Milwaukee.
So what?
What does that mean?
Might as well drink Jack. You live in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Oh my God. You know what I'm saying?
But honestly, I think the winter that
you've just been through, have all the Jack you want.
It's a fair point.
Let's go to AJ in West Philly. AJ, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What up, Mike?
What's going on, AJ?
Hey, it's ironic. I come right after AJ from Jenkintown. I think I got to meet her one time at a
You should meet her. She's delightful. She's sweetheart.
Oh, no, I remember. She was pretty hot, too, man.
She is.
Yeah, I mean, I know she aced that audition. But she's one of the smart fans, and I'm seeing a little change and a twist. I'm here to call the fans out that's dumb as hell, Mike. Yo, do they even realize that this team that they saw, that they raving about, only played 7 games together, Mike?
Uh-huh.
That's not even 1/10 of a season, and they expect our coach to coach the team like he got them 100% of the time, Mike. I'm not understanding it.
Let me see where you are. You allowing them to lose in the second round because of that?
Look, if you only give me a couple tools for a couple times, I'm still going to learn to work with them things, man. I'm not worried about these dumb benchmarks that y'all got, that y'all dealing with, man. It's almost like I wish somebody would have told me the year the Eagles was going to win the Super mm-hmm. Bowl that they was going to win before. They're like, oh, Carson Wentz going out is a blessing. Nick Foles playing, we're going to win the Super Bowl. That's not how sports work, okay? Sports work at team, playing with each other, cohesion. You get a certain amount of games together, then you become a well-oiled machine. If you want any, look at the Duke Blue Devils. Since they
You're avoiding my question. Are you allowing them an out to lose in the second round?
I've been told you a second round is not no out. Brett Brown is my coach. I don't want
all right, so AJ, you are telling me that if they lose in the second round, you're okay. I'm not okay, AJ.
This is not something that I don't be sweating. I hope the team get better.
AJ, you sounded AJ, you sounded soft. You sounded soft, AJ. AJ, I don't know you was soft, but you're sounding it.
Hold up. Let me finish.
Hold on.
When Elton Brand, my GM, because I hope Elton Brand keep his job too, when he say, we got 10 draft picks in the next 3 years, that means we're going to keep tinkering and making this team better and better and better. This ain't the finished product, Mike.
I tell you what, then. Schedule a vacation during the third round of the playoffs. You're like, what do you care? Yeah, go frolic somewhere. I'll be the one with my head buried in rocks if they lose in the second round. I won't be feeling frivolous.
You might hit the jack.
I may hit a jack or two. They lose in the second round. Because that leaves me in the same spot I was last year. Whether you want to shake it or not, whether they lose in 7 or 6 or whatever, it's the same spot as last year. And then you're going like this the rest of the NBA playoffs. I don't want to do that. I want something. I want a championship series. At least get me to Milwaukee. Kevin Sicklerville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up,
man?
Kev?
I want to say hi to all you guys, but to Tyrone and Natalie, would you guys please take this gentleman out and get him a shot after the show? He needs to relax just a little bit.
Relax about what? I require them to get past the second round.
Sir, with all due respect, the reference to him grabbing that cup, it happened so fast.
Oh, the cup. Oh, you're back to the cup.
He didn't know.
Come on, man.
Now,
stop.
That was real quick.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Tyrone, sir, I agree with most of what you said, but I did not see the Sixers getting back on defense fast enough for me in the first half. I was very worried about their legs. Getting back on defense is something mm-hmm. has got to be coached better than what it was. Milwaukee was too fast for them. They were too quick. And then to miss all them threes, oh, my goodness, broke my heart. If you think you're going to go up against a Milwaukee team for 7 games that's going to miss all them threes, to me, the Sixers should have won by 20, 25 points yesterday. The coach did a great job with his timeouts
mm-hmm.
and settling these guys down. But once again, when you have the freak slamming on people coming from down like he was about to fall and just reaches up.
What did you want the Sixers to do? We went by 20 yesterday?
I want
they almost went 20. Wire to wire. Despite all your talk about them not getting back on defense, allowing them to shoot the three, they won the game comfortably.
Yes. No, comfortably.
Yes. Comfortably.
Yes. Comfortable.
What, that wasn't comfortable, that win? They were ahead by 9 almost the whole game.
Yes, you are correct.
Okay.
When Giannis and Ben were looking at 17 points or 16 points respectively at halftime, and then the freak just goes on this rampage. I don't know where the rest of Milwaukee was, but I was looking more at Milwaukee going, what in the world are you guys doing out there beyond the three? I think if they had driven more and moved the
Kevin,
ball game
how,
more,
Kevin, how you complain on after a game like that? How you do it? I don't understand.
I'm not complaining.
You complain. You're picking the whole thing apart. What exactly is your beef?
I wanted to see them win by 20.
All right. Well, they didn't win by 20. That's a good team they played. Best record in the league. Excuse them if they didn't win by 20. Todd and Buckingham, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Todd.
Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Todd?
So two topics. One was the Mike Scott and the Jack Daniels. It makes me think of the Seinfeld episode with Kramer and the Bennigans and if they can smell it or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. That's,
exactly.
That's that topic.
Hennigan's.
What?
Hennigan's.
Hennigan's, right. Yeah, there you go. And Brett Brown. All right. Not firing him if he loses in the second round is not being soft. Isn't this really his second year of having a legitimate NBA contending team? Last year was his first year, and this is his second year?
Yeah. So what's the point?
Well, so how many coaches get fired after their second year? Like, you know, Brad Stevens is going, you know, made it to the conference finals 2 years in a row, doesn't get fired.
Listen, here's the way I look at it. They put together a really good team. Did they not? It was so Absolutely. Good. That starting five is the second best starting five in the league. It's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. They have asked the coach now to get these players to at least pass the second round. Am I asking for the moon?
Well, they're going to be underdogs. Like, isn't your whole thing with the Eagles that they had three favorites in
They're going to be minor underdogs. If they play Toronto, they'll be minor underdogs only because Toronto have home court advantage.
Correct, right, yeah.
All right, I can't expect them to go to Toronto and win an early game to take home court advantage away from them? Why are you allowing for the softness here?
I don't think it's being soft. Brett, it's his second year having a legitimate team.
Well, then what's the sense of following the rest of the year then? If you've got, this is a building team, we might as well wait till next year. What's the sense of getting all cranked up this year?
Well, I didn't say we might as well. Wait, of course I hope, and I really think they can. I just don't think it's a fireable offense.
You should be demanding of it, Todd.
I don't think it's a fireable offense.
You let Buckingham get to you. You know, it's all sweet bird music out there in Buckingham.
Hey, I've been to Sixers.
There's Peddler's Village. Everything's wonderful out there. It's like Disneyland.
Yeah, you love it up here, don't you?
Oh, Buckingham, let's take the wife for a little stroll to Peddler's Village, Tyrone.
You know, this, I can't figure it out.
We'll go to all the specialty shops.
Yeah,
it's a
nice
Saturday afternoon in Buckingham.
Yeah, take it nice and easy. Now, these people are weird. You either have
hot apple cider.
They have hot apple cider.
We'll walk together down the path. We'll go to the Cock and Bull restaurant.
They have that there?
Absolutely.
That sounds lovely. I've been there myself.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been there as well?
Sure.
Yeah.
Buckingham's beautiful.
Far.
But it's so beautiful, you don't think about winning the second round of the playoffs. It's not an urgency to you, because you wake outside and it's Buckingham.
These people are weird. They either hate Brett Brown too much. Oh, who cares? It's one game. Mm-hmm. He should have coached them better. They should have won by 20, even though they don't lose by 20 ever.
I don't understand the out. Well, I give him an out. Well, this is the first time they've had this team together. All I'm asking is to go one step past where they went last year with a better team than they had last year. That's all I'm asking. Is it too much?
No, that's fair. Now, if they get to the Bucks and they lose a game 7 and you come on the next day saying you got to fire them, then I think you're being harsh. But I don't think you do that. I think you'd come on and say you'd be okay if they fired him, but it's not mandatory.
Now you got me in a Bucks type of thinking. Give me an all-time Bucks team.
Whew, off the top?
Yeah, but then I eliminate Jabbar and Oscar because they didn't make their bones there.
You know who I liked? All right, I'm going to name
your all-time. Give me a starting Bucks 5 all-time.
I think the best Bucks point guard. Is it Cassell?
Cassell, it was a good Bucks player, but I think you can do better than that. But you got to go with Cassell was part of that three-man.
Well, Ray Allen's
you gotta
on
go
the
with
team.
The other
Ray
two.
Allen's on so the team, and so is the big dog.
You go with the other two. Put Cassell on the side for a second. So you go Ray Allen, and you go big dog.
They have to be.
Right?
Greek Freak's your four. Has to be.
Greek Freak already?
Yes.
I got a guard for you you're missing.
Who?
Sidney Moncrief.
Oh, yeah.
Sidney Moncrief. And I might have to throw.
But Ray Allen's a better player.
Yeah, but Sidney Moncrief's got to be on the squad. So Moncrief has to be my one then.
Okay.
Because I can't keep him off the squad. Big dog, Moncrief, Ray Allen. And I got to go to two old school forwards. Terry Cummings.
Yeah, I like Terry Cummings.
From DePaul. And Marcus Johnson.
Yeah, see,
old school Marcus Johnson.
I didn't see Marcus Johnson much or at all. Now, what about, was it Alvin Robertson a great defensive player for the Bucks? Like, led the league in steals a bunch of years in a row?
Spurs, wasn't he?
Yeah, I thought it was the Spurs,
Guy. Paul Pressey's in there.
Yeah.
How about this? Guy's an assistant coach with him now. Saw him last night. Vinny Baker.
Oh, Vin Baker.
Vin Baker.
Was really good.
He's a good player.
You probably, in this league, you put him at the five. Until he had his unfortunate alcohol demons, that guy could really play.
He could play. And then there's old school, there's like Bobby Dandridge and Junior Bridgman and Bob Lanier, if you want to go old school Bucks.
You know, the Bucks
back in the day.
The Bucks are a lame franchise.
They're a lame franchise?
Yeah.
No, they've had moments.
Eh, did they?
Yeah, they've had moments. Ricky Pierce.
Or six man. Yeah, but is he also a Sonic? Ricky Pierce?
I don't know. I don't know. He might have been more of a Buck. Yeah, Alvin Robertson did play with the Bucks, but I thought he made his bones mostly with the Spurs.
He could have.
All right, 610-632-0975. Mike Mussinelli Show. It's 97.5, The Fanatic. It is time for the final numbers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
On our Twitter poll today, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Attention all landscapers looking to repower a zero-turn or a walk-behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement, and they're in stock. Just visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Did Andrew get the trumpets last week?
Yes, we did get the trumpets.
Oh, good.
Andrew, yes.
Okay, well, I'm glad that stayed consistent. So over 1,200 votes on this one today. After the big win yesterday, are you ready to give Brett Brown credit? 71% say yes, good coaching. 29% say no, it was the players.
Okay, very nice. By the way, Booney, Dan Roche, our producer at NBC Sports Philly, informs me that this Brickus from Coatesville has received an offer from LaSalle. So he's got offers from LaSalle, Ryder, and Bryant, and interest from these Johnny-come-latelys. VCU, Temple, St. Joe's, Drexel, and Siena. Coming in late.
That's great.
He should go to LaSalle. Go to the people that want you.
Well, I think maybe LaSalle came in late because the only offers that I read about were Ryder and Bryant.
Oh, then you should go to Ryder. Go with the people that showed you love first.
Nah, you got to go bigger.
All right.
Got to go bigger.
Is Ryder bigger than LaSalle?
No.
I mean, is LaSalle bigger?
Yeah, LaSalle has a better basketball reputation than Ryder.
All right. Real fast, Mike.
What?
They have the women's selection show tonight.
Oh, really?
I think even though the Penn women lost in the Ivy tournament, they should get an at-large bid. That Princeton team they lost to has won 12 in a row. I think we should show they should get in. The Penn women should get an at-large bid tonight in the selection show. I'm serious.
I hope they do.
I'm serious, Mike. You laugh.
I'm hurting already here. Penn State went 14-18. They can't make the NIT. The last thing on my mind is the Penn women making the NCAA tournament. I got to be honest with you.
You should show love to achievers.
I hope they make the Quackers make it.
If anything, you should be a little bit more harsh on your alma mater, Stinkin. Don't get mad at other schools because your team stinks.
I'm harsh on them, believe me. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. You always throw a shade on Natalie.
You college and pick it?
Shade on the Rutgers and me? I throw a little shade on the old squad. Get your own house
next
in order.
Next year it'd be better. Mm-hmm. You got another kid from Roman coming in.
All right. NCAA tournament or bust for you guys next year. How about that rather than throw the hate that you throw, you spew?
I'm not throwing hate. I like Temple's program. I'm glad they made it to the NCAA tournament. I just think they're going to lose to Belmont. That's all.
You sure you
he doesn't.
I love Temple. I covered him for years. I love
That's
John
not
Chaney.
True.
You know I love John Chaney.
You do
dearly.
Love Chaney. No,
so
you
I love
Chaney.
Temple basketball program for all these years.
All right.
Aaron McKee's a good bud. I like him.
Okay.
Aaron McKee and I teamed up once in a golf match. In a better ball golf match.
Yeah, I heard you did pretty well.
We lost on the 18th hole.
Well, that's great.
Two pretty good players.
There you go. All right. Just saying.
I hope Aaron continues the tradition, the great tradition of Temple basketball. Christian in Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Christian.
Yeah, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Christian?
So, a couple of Sixers points.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that I agree with you. Second round. In fact, I might even level up on what you're saying. I think second round. If he was in the second round, I think Brett's got to go.
I think not that I want to get him out. I just think if they don't win in the second round, it's just time for a change to do a different voice to take him past the second round.
Yeah, and in fact, there's no reason, there's absolutely no reason they shouldn't make the NBA Finals. No reason. Do you agree with that? Or?
Well, I mean, that was encouraging what they did to Milwaukee. So the only thing is they're going to have to win two really long series. You know, Toronto series is going to be a 7-game series, so they're going to have to outlast. You know,
well, if like you said, the second best starting line at the NBA, why not?
I agree.
Why not?
I agree.
And yeah, so that's
they keep getting contributions off the bench from Mike Scott has played better than I thought he would play.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Now it seemed like his game went south after he took that super jack.
But, you're going to bang on him for that.
I don't understand it. I just don't get it. I don't understand what the reason. I mean, I know people think it's kind of cool. Wow, man, he took a drink. To me, it's ridiculous.
Oh, neither do I. I don't care about it either. But I mean, who cares? I mean, it's just
I care if it's alcohol. I care. You can't be drinking alcohol during a game.
It's one sip.
A sip is more than no sip. A sip has a chance to make it goofy.
He is goofy.
It's an NBA game, man. It's not. People are looking at it like it's their own lives. Like you're playing at the Y. You took a sip of beer and you're in the next game. This is an NBA game, bro. Let's go to Paul Williamstown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Paul?
I love your show and I listen every day.
Thank you, buddy.
Listen, what I observed is that there's not enough offensive rebounds after they take the shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there aren't many good offensive rebounding teams in the league. They're worried about the break. It's like you have to get back on transition defense. So they don't send a lot of guys to the offensive glass because you get burned down the other end. The game has changed, bro.
Yeah, really. Also, I didn't like yesterday when Embiid missed like 6 or 8 shots in a row. I was kind of upset with that.
Yeah, he missed about 3 threes in a row, and he kept taking them. It was a little annoying. It was.
Yeah, and another thing, I think if we could get one more 3-point shooter and make the shots, I mean, there's so many times we miss shots. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but you can't complain about how they played yesterday, though, Paul. Come on.
No,
I got to hear a little positivity from you.
I love that game, but I just think that we ought to make more shots that we take, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. But, they played a great game yesterday, I thought.
Well, they did. I really enjoyed it. I watched pretty much the whole thing.
All right, buddy, you got it. Yeah, the offensive rebounders, like, there's no, they don't have Ben Wallace and Charles Oakley in the league anymore, you know? It's like you miss, get down, because they're going to burn you.
Yeah,
you're a mismatch.
Yeah, the old school guys say follow your shot. You follow your shot, you lose by 100.
You do, because your guy takes off,
yep,
and it's the defensive rebound outlet, and boom, you're dead. It's a fast break, deuce. James in Burlington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. James.
Yeah, how's it going, Mike?
What's up, James?
I don't know how anybody watched that game last night, and they're still scared of Milwaukee. I don't get it. Like, their best player had to drop 52 just for them to lose respectively. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that. If you're scared of Toronto, okay, you know. If we play Toronto in the second round somehow, and we don't get out of the second round, that's understandable to me. Any other team, though, yeah, I kind of feel like we might need to look at another coach. If he can't beat any other team in the second round,
So you're saying what? They lose to Toronto, it's okay because of why?
It's not okay. I'm still going to be upset, but I just feel like Toronto might be the only team better than us.
Why?
Because
do the Sixers have a better starting five?
Yeah, they might, but
okay.
I feel like Toronto, their home court advantage is bigger. I feel like their best player, I don't know. I feel like if Embiid has a night where he gets to do what he wants, I don't think anybody can beat us. If Embiid can stay down low and not, because last night what they were doing, everybody's complaining about how many threes they took. He took. It's because they were giving it to him all night. That was their game.
Everybody gives it to him. I mean, he never takes contested threes. It's just
a night where nobody can stop him from getting into that position down low. Then I feel like we can beat anybody. But I especially don't understand how anybody's still scared of Milwaukee. I don't get that at all.
Right, but you're scared of Toronto.
I'm not scared of Toronto. I'm not going to punish them for losing to Toronto. You understand?
No,
that's my point.
I don't understand. That's my opinion. They should not lose to Toronto, and I'm punishing them if they do. it's really simple. Because if they don't, they're no better than last year.
Now,
and there was frustration from last year losing the second round, and I don't want to go through that again because this team was built to be better than Toronto. They just were. They acquired Tobias Harris, Jimmy Butler to be better than Toronto.
Now, real fast, last year they lose to the Celtics. The Celtics then go on and they lose to LeBron. What if they lose to the Raptors? The Raptors go on and get to the finals.
I don't care what the Raptors do.
You lost to a team
doesn't matter to me.
Makes the finals.
Doesn't matter.
Or what if they upset the Warriors and win the title and you lose to that team? Does that play any role?
If they upset the Warriors, it's a fluke.
Huh?
All right. Coming up, it's 5 minutes. It's Sound Off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missanelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Fanatics, if you're looking for a new Ram truck, do me a favor and visit TurnersvilleJeep.com and see the 2019 Ram 1500 voted Motor Trend's Truck of the Year for advancements in design and engineering excellence. Right now, during Ram Truck Month, you'll see massive discounts up to $12,000 off new Ram trucks. Got a big summer project hauling the boat to the shore? You need a dependable new Ram, but guys, you got to take action now during Ram Truck Month. Visit the website, choose the Ram you want, then set an appointment to see my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com. You'll find out why truck shoppers are driving across the tri-state for better prices, bigger selection, and an all-around better buying experience. TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. Minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridge on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Or visit TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie sent you. 2019 Ram 1500 Crew Cab, MSRP $47,690, selling price of $35,690. Includes all applicable rebates. Price includes all costs paid by the consumer except licensing costs, registration fees, and taxes. Not valid with trade and cannot be combined with other offers. And $331,19.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sound off.
You gotta be failing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, be because I'm an idiot and I lose focus, I forgot to give away a pair of tickets to the Sixers game versus the Brooklyn Nets and one spot in our annual knockout
tournament.
We'll
do two tomorrow.
We're going to do two tomorrow, and we're also going to start the elitist pool tomorrow. In this bag, this glassine bag here, which usually stores my frozen chicken, I have 33 tickets in here. The top eight seeds in every region in the NCAA tournament. So we'll give you a team to ride for the rest of the tournament. If you get the winning team, you'll get a big prize, which we haven't determined yet. So somebody will get a ticket and a pair of tickets to the game and a spot in our knockout tournament. Now it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. Let's get right to it.
Mike, I'm looking over the box score for the Sixers game. Embiid took 31 shots. Butler 16. TJ took 10. The point is, Tobias Harris took 7. Hey, coach, when you going to learn how to use these guys?
Dude, they used them well enough yesterday to beat the Bucks by almost 10 or 5. All right, come on, man. Don't worry about it. All right, sometimes guys are going to have bigger games than other guys. It all comes around.
I've been screaming for Brett Brown all season long to unleash Jimmy Butler. Finally, I saw a glimpse of it on Friday night against Sacramento, and then yesterday against the Milwaukee Bucks, he finally did his job and let the man go out there and do his thing.
I agree. He was engaged early. I love to see. Took the first shot of the game, took a couple shots, missed a couple, went to the foul line, seemed engaged early on. I think he got the message.
It is so annoying to listen to Brett Brown and Gabe Kapler's pressers. I'm not impressed by your correct sentence structure, your appropriate use of voice and diction, and how you articulate thoughts into words. Just answer the question the same way Dougie Pete answers them.
Man, Dave, just never going to warm up to Kapler or Brett Brown. He just hates them both.
What did
Dave just hates them both.
What did Gabe do over the weekend?
He's not doing anything. He's not winning any games, but he's not doing anything to annoy you.
Is Brandon Brooks going to have a miraculous Achilles recovery and this all-pro guard position is absolutely of no consequence to the Eagles? Next time we talk to Sal Pell, mention that. Is that of no consequence at all?
Well, it's of consequence. I mean, they got a guy that they like who they think can step in for a little bit prior, right?
Right, but they expect, because he's already out of the boot, got a full 6 months, think Brooks is going to play.
They may draft somebody for depth, too. I think they'll be okay, but it's not a bad point.
I've been a Flyers fan for over 30 years, and I still cannot see what is so special about Claude Giroux.
What's so special about Claude Giroux? Is that what he said?
Yup, he's taking a shot.
Martinez is flipping out if he's listening. Claude Giroux is a very consistent, very good player for a lot of years in this league. He's not Mario Lemieux, all right? But he's a good player. He's always been a good player.
Played with the flu last night, too. Well, sucked it up.
There you go.
Larry Smith needs to be playing games now. He needs to be in the playoff rotation because he's exactly what we need. An athletic guy who can make explosive plays and guard other players' guards, specifically Kyrie Irving. Zaire Smith is what we need.
Yeah, it's not going to happen this year, bro. Sorry. I don't think Zaire is going to get a crash course and be able to play meaningful playoff minutes in the playoffs. No, not going to happen.
Yeah, they might have crapped the bed on Thursday and Friday, but did you see them come out against Pittsburgh last night? Another last-second heroic by Coots. Woo! We got our heart back.
Well, unfortunately, the heart's not going to be beating in the playoffs, but it was a good win for him.
You know, Mike, I'm going to go rapid fire here. I agree with you about Jimmy Butler. I agree with that there should be no my bads in baseball, and it's perfectly okay to microwave a baked potato. You're 3 for 3.
Thank you very much. Well, microwave baked potato is the only way to go, man, unless you want to wait an hour for a potato to cook.
I must have missed this conversation.
Yeah, you missed the conversation last week. I was saying you put the microwave. Irish, was it a violation of Irish people that you microwave a potato?
No.
No, of course not. Not in this day and age.
No, definitely not.
Especially when you have a potato button.
Hey, Mike, wanted to get your thoughts on Temple's prospects in the tournament. If they get past Belmont, what do you think about their chances when the next round they face the winner of Monument versus Conshohocken?
Well, unfortunately, you're going to lose to Belmont. But, you know, hey, they got in, and that's a good thing. Close it down, Tyrone.
That's the best of the best today of Sonar. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
All right, on the radio side, stay tuned for Devon. You know, half of Devon played for the Bucks yesterday. George Hill. He's a combination of George Hill and Brandon Jennings, and he'll be next on the radio side. On the TV side, Quick Slants. Everybody have a great rest of the night. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.